You can let me know if this is loud enough. You hear me okay? This first part is for the children. So I'm Katrina, I'm from Compassion. I am a volunteer. I'm coming to speak to the children first about Compassion. I believe that you sponsor a child as a children's work as well, which is lovely. So first of all, Compassion is a charity and its branding name is Releasing Children from Poverty in Jesus' Name. So it's a Christian-based charity and links with the local church. There's just a few photographs of some of the work of Compassion. Let's see if it comes up. So what does Compassion do? You can see a lovely photograph of a project there with a number of children at it. These will all be sponsor children from sponsors around the world, including yourselves. So what do? They provide nutritious food. Some of the children that attend the centre don't have the opportunity to eat nutritious food every day of the week. When they come to the centre, they are fed two meals a day, and you can see some very happy children there all gathered around eating food. Just check we're in the right one. Yep. On to the next one. So they provide clean water. Compassion have a sponsorship or a kind of fundraising drive to put in clean water in some of their projects. And here we have a couple of pictures of this happening. These have been children that have been given the opportunity to access clean water. So it makes such a difference to their lives. Clean water obviously keeps you healthy, allows you to cook food, allows you to wash and drink. And the exciting part for the children at each project is that they get to enter a place that encourages education. So it gives them an opportunity to be able to go to school to learn, which then in turn allows them to be able to get a job when they're older, and they get to meet other young people. A lot of these children before were maybe working on a farm or with their families, and the opportunity for them to go to school has been amazing. So thank you so much for your sponsorship for them and enabling them to do that. Not only do they get to go to school, everything is provided for them that they need to be able to attend school. So you might go to school and you've got your free pencils and pens and they're all provided for you. It's similar to the children here. Everything is provided for them, which is really lovely. When they attend school, they get lessons about health, relationships, and ways to behave. So you can see some very happy children in the photograph here. Just being together with other children is a massive thing for these young people because they have come from environments where they're working, they're isolated and they're poor. So coming together to learn about health and relationships is so important for them. A place to learn about hygiene. So hygiene is so, so important for the children. Now, I believe you sponsor children in Uganda. It is a place where it's difficult to maintain good hygiene because we don't have things like showers and baths and access to, we do have access to water now, but they need to learn more about hygiene to prevent illness, to prevent disease. So this is very important and this will give them an opportunity to live longer and happier lives free from illness. And to keep people safe and healthy. They learn skills to get a job. So just like you do at school, you learn some of the skills that you need to enter into a job when you're a bit older. You can see some of the young people here. They are sewing, they're selling items that they've made, and they are in a skills class learning about maybe writing CVs and how to apply for jobs. So that'd be for older children. And there's some more pictures, learning skills to get a job. So these are more in farming and agriculture. So we've got some chickens. Some of the families will always live on a farm, but it's developing that. So raising it up from being maybe just crops to then expanding into chickens, goats. Sometimes what Compassion will do is they'll provide like a goat for the family and that gives them access to milk. It gives them access to produce more goats and to sell them on, which is a good livelihood to have. It provides protection and support for the whole family. So it's not just that one child that benefits from attending the centre. Quite often, and as you'll have found as well, people will fundraise for that one particular child and you can select a family gift. So some family have received a gift of jumpers, which is really lovely. So they've all got matching jumpers in this photo. Yep. And then on a Sunday, they receive Bible teaching and a church family. So they feel part of a local community, a local church. They are encouraged to enter into Bible teachings. Although Compassion do provide, obviously, for families who are Christian, they also will provide for everybody in the hope that they will become Christians too. So ways that you can help. So you already sponsor a child. So the first one here, sponsor a child. One of the big things that's really, really important is that you write to your sponsor child. So it's quite hard sometimes when we're really, really busy and we forget. But the sponsor children love to have letters from you. They love to hear from you, to hear about your country and what you're doing, all about your life and what you want to share with them. And that's just something that really encourages them and keeps them going. Raising money. So you can have fundraisers for your sponsor children and send gifts to them, to their family and to the project that they work for. You can do this in lots of different ways. You could have a coffee morning, you could have a sponsored event, you could do your own fundraising yourself in whatever capacity you want to. There's lots of different ways to do it. And share what you've learned with your parents as well, and they will encourage you, I'm sure. So thank you. That's the last I'm going to speak for the children, and I have a short video for you to watch just now. Compassion Sunday Cornerstone PowerPoint, it should be, I think. Not quite yet, not a video, the PowerPoint? It should, let me just quickly check. It's Cornerstone Christian, that's the one, thank you very much. Firstly, I'd like to say thank you for all the technical support this morning. I've come armed with a lot of PowerPoints and a lot of videos, which were quite hard to get onto the system, so thank you so much. It's really lovely to be with everybody this morning, and I was sitting in the front row and I couldn't see how many people were here, but it sounded like there was hundreds and hundreds of people with all the lovely singing that you have. So it's really, I'm blessed to be with you this morning. I'm really blessed to be with you this morning. I said before, my name's Katrina. I do live in Cumbernauld. I'm originally from Greenock, however. Please don't hold that against me. it's quite exciting. I've moved to Cumbernauld just recently. So it's been all very new, and I'm loving living here. It's a lovely town. Thank you for having me this morning. I have been a volunteer with Compassion for a couple of years now. I started in 2019 as a volunteer, and that's very quickly came to a halt in 2020, obviously with lockdown. So I've only spoken at a few churches, so please bear with me. This is all still quite new to me. So I'll just move on to the first slide. So for those of you who maybe don't know what Compassion is, we're a Christian child development charity. We work in partnership with local churches around the world, and the aim is to release children from poverty in Jesus' name. I said before, we do work with children and families who are Christian, but we also work with other religions in the hope that they do become Christians and are encouraged by the Word of God. Compassion has grown over the years, and they now support 2.2 million children around the world. So that is a huge number of children, and it's a massive help to each individual. And it's lovely to think that each individual one of these children are sponsored by somebody, and they're loved and cared for by someone who writes to them, who prays for them, who cares for them. We are in 25 of the world's poorest countries and work with more than 8,500 local church partners, and that is growing every day. I do a voluntary role in this capacity. I also do one in something called the Child Survival Implementation, and this is a recent, more recent one. It started a number of years ago, and it works with mothers and babies. So right from pregnancy through to 3 years old, the Child Survival Implementation has been working again with local church partners, and each project has up to 15 mothers. That's the maximum that they take. And they support them with nutrition, with health, etc. So there are other elements to compassion other than the child sponsorship programme. I do a role with the Child Survival Implementation as well. So I was very fortunate when I moved through here to get a job in Linlithgow, and they have this wonderful thing where they have a half day on a Friday. So I thought, this is brilliant, best thing ever. I work in a school, I'm a teacher, I work with children with additional support needs. So I thought, well, I could make that Friday afternoon, put it to good use, and this position had come up with compassion about working for the Child Survival Implementation. So I do a small marketing role with them, and it's basically just creating PowerPoints to send to major donors who work with the Child Survival Implementation. So that's my role within compassion. I do this, and then I do the other the side of things with the Child Survival Implementation. Just to let you know, I do genuinely, I love the work of compassion. I'd like to encourage you to be a part of it if you're not already. So first thing is meet my sponsor child. Unfortunately, the slides with compassion, they come as standard. I do have two sponsor children. Show them on the next slide. We have Tamim and Passy. So Tamim, I started sponsoring when he was 3 years old. He's now 13, so good few years with Tamim. I started sponsoring him when I got a job in teaching, so I thought financially, because you've got to think about the finances of these things going forward, I'm able to sponsor a child. So that was like the first thing, like going to sponsor a child. And it has been lovely watching him grow over the years. He goes to a project in Bangladesh. He has a mum and a dad, and the dad works as a taxi driver on one of the bikes. The name of the bike forgets me, it's escaped me just now. He attends the project every Saturday, and he likes things like football, he likes cars, he likes playing with his friends, and it's been lovely getting to know him over the years. Second sponsor child that I have is Passy, and she came about in an interesting way because I had gone to a compassion event down in Ayrshire, and I was there as a volunteer, and I had no idea. I didn't think of actually sponsoring another child. It just didn't cross my mind, not for any reason other than I just hadn't thought about it. And somebody was there, and they said, oh, all 10 of my sponsor children, blah, 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 and they had this big chat about it, and I thought, 10 sponsor children, my goodness. This person was, I think, like a retired doctor or something who obviously had quite a lot of finances to be able to support that. And I thought, well, that's really lovely. I think I would quite like to sponsor another child. And one of the things that they talked about is, when you go onto the Compassion website to sponsor a child, you get these lovely, it's actually really hard. So if you go into it afterwards, I'll give you some pointers as to how to get through the toughness of all the lovely children's faces. I thought, I want to sponsor an older child, because quite often you go in and you see all these really adorable three-year-olds and you think, oh my goodness, I want to sponsor them all. Passy was 12 when I started sponsoring her, and she was one of the oldest ones on the website. And I thought, right, I'm going to go for the oldest child. And she is from Togo. So she's now 17. I've been sponsoring her for 5 years. Togo is one of the poorest countries in the world. And she has been such a lovely young girl to write to. She is so sensible, and it's as if she's grown up too quickly because of the circumstances that she's been in life with poverty. Since I started sponsoring PASS, I've been really encouraged. She was able to move out of an area that was, she was in terrible housing. She was able to move into a better area, which meant she changed project actually, which was quite tricky to then get writing to her for a little while, but Compassion ironed that out. And she then started attending school, the project, and her development's come on massively. She's at school, she is learning, she's earning grades, and she hopes to one day go to college or university, which is really lovely to see. You can send individual gifts to the children and their families, and her family benefited from additional gifts to be able to support the whole family. So I'll tell you more about that later as well. And I'll move on. So I've got a short video to show you just now. Your country for most of your children is Uganda. No, all of your children, sorry, unless there are additional people in the room, which there possibly are with other Compassion sponsor children. So much of this presentation will be around the children in Uganda. We'll just show the video just now, if that's okay.
My name is Emily. Greetings from Uganda. I'm 12 years old. I'm part of the Compassion program. I live with my grandma, three brothers and one sister. Our grandmother is a food vendor and she is a very hardworking woman. Did you know Uganda is close by the equator? Uganda is also a very beautiful country. On behalf of all the Compassion children in Uganda, I wanted to share a bit about the past year. For children here in Uganda, life has been challenging. COVID-19 disrupted life. All schools were closed and children could not get education. With no schools, many children were idle. Many parents also became jobless. Thank God for Compassion. The staff provided psychosocial and healthy care support. Children were counseled. The counseling and hope they provided helped children carry on. Families were also given food in the hard times. My country has hope because God, who used Compassion and lifted us up when we were down, is the God watching over us. The church in Uganda is united to fight poverty. What I like most in the Compassion program is learning skills like piano and baking skill. It also provides for our school fees because some children are on street and not learning. I like learning very much. In fact, when I grow, I want to be an actress and a singer. Our dear sponsors, I would like to thank you for everything that you have done for us. I would like to pray for all the sponsors. Father Heavenly God, we thank you for the great sponsors you gave us. Thank you for their support, Father. I pray for them for long life. I pray for them mercies, Father. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. May God bless you.
Uganda is one of the poorer countries in the world, and it has this unique position where it is the country in the world with the youngest population and the largest population of young people within that. So there are a lot of young people in Uganda already sponsored by Compassion, which is lovely. Your impact, so your support, is making a life-changing difference to these young people. We've got more than 1,878 hours for children at our project. So this is over the last, since your partnership began, you've given 1,878 hours for these children, which is a lot of hours. There have been 1,868 nutritious meals provided for the young people. 10 medical checkups, doctors, and 11 Bibles have been given to children by our church partners. Which is an astounding amount, so thank you so much. Keep adding slides back soon. Your gift, so over the last 12 months, you have given £3,502 of financial support to children, so thank you again for that. It makes a huge, huge difference to the young people, to their families, to the projects, and 6 additional gifts have been given to children. The good thing about Compassion is that you are linked with that one child, and you can write to them. You can send them Christmas presents, you can send them birthday presents as a gift, as a financial gift, or as a postage gift. Usually the ones that you send the post have to be in an A4 envelope, it's quite thin, you can't send a big bulky thing. And usually it'd be like stickers or a colouring in a book or something like that. So you've sent 6 additional gifts, which is really kind of you all. Your letters. So over the past 12 months, you've received and written 18 letters. So you've received letters from your children, and that's up 80% year on year. So there's been an increase in the number of letters you've received from your children. They are lovely to read. If you choose to sponsor a child today, it's just such a lovely connection to have, and they love getting your letters. 3 letters were sent by sponsors, so we maybe want to look at trying to increase the number of letters that we send. The way that I've done that, because beforehand I was quite similar to that, thought, we need to write to my sponsor child, and it's something, like you say, we're so busy all the time, and it's just another additional thing. But one thing that changed it for me was to get the Compassion app. The Compassion app is absolutely brilliant because I can just sit and write a wee letter quickly on my lunch break, or I can do it when I'm waiting for somebody to do something. You know, it's really, really handy to have the Compassion app. If you don't have it and you want it, I can give you a wee tour around of it afterwards if you'd like. Just come and speak to me. It's absolutely brilliant. So it gives you updates on your children, it gives you additional photos of them. All of your letters are stored on the app. You don't have to handwrite anything anymore, you can type it in. You can also add in photographs, which is great, because I always try and send a wee photograph if I've been out, like I go hill climbing and things. I thought it'd be quite a nice thing for them to see, there's the Scottish landscape and stuff, because it's so different. One year I sent a photograph of the snow, and that just was amazing for them, and they loved that. So yeah, I would encourage you to write to your sponsor children. Something else I heard of people doing was getting their own children to write to the sponsor children as well, which is really, it's a really nice thing to do, and it provides young people with a connection abroad as well. So your sponsor children, you have 4 girls and 2 boys. They are all at the primary age between 5 and 12 years old. And here are photographs of them. Unfortunately, I'm never provided with their names, but if you recognise your sponsor child here, that will be quite nice. There might be, what sometimes happens is that you might have a sponsor child that's not there. There's a form that I can get you to fill out, so it's added to that you attend this church. There might be some people there that have maybe left or moved on, and their sponsor child might still be linked to this church. So we just go on the information that we are given. So your 6 sponsor children are all from the same country. They're all from Uganda. One of the good things about Compassion as well is that the website, if you go onto it, there's a lot of information on there, but there's also like visits and things. So if it's ever something you're interested in, you would get in touch with Compassion. If they're running a visit to Uganda, there's a potential that you would get to meet your sponsor child. Unfortunately, I have sponsor children in countries that we can't really visit. So I'm almost tempted to go out to one of the other sponsorship visits, because I think it would be such a lovely thing to do. I know people that have done it and say how grateful that they were to be able to do it, and they really see the circumstances that the children are in, but what a difference that the project's making to the children's lives. So Uganda, here's some pictures of like housing and things in Uganda. Typical houses are constructed with mud, earth, clay, dirt floors, and tin and corrugated roofs, as you can see in the pictures. We've got a wee thatched roof there as well. So it's not ideal housing. It's a very hot country. If you ever want to find out a wee bit more about Uganda, this isn't a sales pitch at all, but there's a book called Kisses from Katie. She is an American young person of 18 who went out to Uganda as a missionary and adopted, I think it was 8 children. It gives you a good picture of what Uganda's like, what the poverty levels are like in Uganda, and how it's a lovely story actually of how she helped all of these young people, and she was only 18 years old when she moved out and started that work. And most of your sponsored children live in a rural location, so it's likely that most of them are from farming families. So a wee bit of information about Uganda. 19% of the population have access to basic sanitation, clean water, etc. So that is very, very low. Gives you a picture of what the circumstances they're living in are. 16% of children aged 5 to 17 are engaged in child labour. Again, quite a difficult thing to think of as well, actually. And 49 children mortality rate in 1,000 live births in 2018. So it's a slightly older statistic, so here's hoping that that has improved since then. So I'm going to read a wee story from a graduate who's come the whole way through the Compassion Project and has graduated from it. It used to be that graduation age was 18. You can now sponsor a child up until they're 22 years old, which again, it helps them if they want to attend any further education, such as college or university, and they are still able to be funded through that, which is amazing. So this is from Ronnie. He remembers getting his first pair of shoes at the Compassion Project. He'd gone barefoot until then. He received his first Bible at the holiday club run by his Compassion Project and committed to following Christ when he was 16 years old. He studied civil engineering at the University in Kampala and came to the UK as part of the Peckham Urban Mission Scheme, where young people spend 1 or 2 years working for their church. So he registered at a Compassion Project at 9 years old, studied civil engineering, and he is now training to become a teacher. So we can see there that he has really had his life turned around by the support of his sponsor, the local church, his university, and what a difference that has made in his life and for his future. So he says, "Compassion gave me hope and the ability to dream, to say this is what I want to be when I grow up. Before that, I didn't know." The next slide. So I'd like to just quickly focus on that word hope. And when we sponsor a child, we give them hope. We give them hope for their future, hope for their current circumstances, hope for their family, and hope for their local communities. So where is our anchor and hope when things are tough? Where is the anchor of the young people that we sponsor when things are tough? I'm just going to share the Bible verse with you. So we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf. So when we lose hope, we can feel that we're like a boat, we're adrift, we're swamped by waves of despair, poverty, fear. But this verse, it speaks of an anchor in the midst of poverty, in the midst of fear, in the midst of despair. Some of the things that the young people have gone through in their lives, they're unimaginable. And giving them this hope out of the poverty that they're living in is such an amazing thing. And for us to have hope for them, isn't hope? It's a wonderful thing, hope. I love the phrase hope, that even in the darkest moments, we can still have this hope because we have that anchor in Christ. So when a boat lowers the anchor to the seabed, it holds the boat secure. So even if there's a storm and the waves are coming against the boat, that boat's not going to move because that anchor is secure, and our anchor is on the cross of Christ. We are firm, we're secure in heaven. We know that we have a place. We know that we are loved. We know that we are cared for. We know that in the end, everything will work out. So what an incredible hope we have to share with each other and with the children living in poverty. So whenever we're writing to our children, we can remember about this hope that we have. We can write to them about the hope. We can share Bible verses with them. We can encourage them. We can encourage them by sharing our story with them, how we found that hope, how we found Christ, and how we are living our lives. And it's such an encouragement to the young people. Now, I'm going to change things. I'm really sorry. Could we show Hilda's video just now? This is a child. Now, I'm sorry, the start of this is quite sad, but it does get better. And this is a story of a child who really found that hope and had her life completely changed through sponsorship with Compassion. Thank you.
My name is Hilda. I am the 8th child in a family of 10 children. We didn't have much money growing up, and we lived in one room. When I was 5 years old, my dad had an accident, which left him unable to work. We had no money for food, and I was very scared. I felt like no one cared about me, and I didn't matter. Then everything changed. When I was 9, one of our neighbors told me about Compassion at my local church. I was sponsored through Compassion, and I started to go to the project every week. I was fed there, and I learned how to take care of myself. I learned I was special, and that God loved me. My sponsor wrote me letters. They loved me so much, even though we never met in person. I am so thankful for my sponsor and everything they did for me. I will remember them until the last day of my life. Without their help, my life would be so different. All I can say is thank you so much for your love, which showed me God's love. Together, the church, Compassion, and my sponsors made me feel valued and gave me a new future.
My name is Hilda. This is my story.
Really lovely to see the hope that that gave Hilda, and it didn't just change her life, it changed the life of her community. If you're interested in seeing any other videos like that, YouTube has got quite a lot. There's one called Richmond's Story, and again he had a similar story, completely hopeless, and his life was completely changed, and as was his community. So he became a pastor in his local community, and his story is amazing. So if you ever have the chance to look up YouTube Richmond's Story for Compassion, definitely have a wee look. I try not to show too many videos because you can get a bit carried away, because they are lovely, the videos for Compassion. My role is to here to encourage you and the children that you already sponsor, and if anything this morning has touched you and you feel that you would like to sponsor a child, I'm just going to share some information about the process of it all. So the main verse that we use for Compassion for the young people is to speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. And that's what we do when we begin to sponsor a child, to pray for them, to encourage them, and their lives are changed. So your sponsor child, they will receive school resources and uniforms, medical checkups, recreational activities. Quite a lot of the programs that offer extracurricular activities, which is great for social development, which they generally wouldn't really be able to participate in. Get Christ-centered guidance, healthy meals, vocational training, and they have a one-to-one relationship with you, their only sponsor. They don't have any other sponsors, you are their only sponsor. So they will, as a sponsor, what you'll receive personal letters and drawings from your sponsor child. That's one thing I miss about Tamim, is he's got a wee bit older. He stopped sending drawings, but I used to love all these wee drawings that he sent. You get project updates and latest photos of your sponsor child, quite often send out a newsletter. You get inspiring stories and prayer updates and connection to My Compassion online portal via the app. You can also go onto that via the website, which is quite handy. Just going to skip over to the last one. So we just, on behalf of Compassion, we just want to say a huge thank you for all the children that you already sponsor here, and to really encourage you. You're making such a difference in their lives, and it's really amazing when you hear the changes in their lives and the letters and the stories that they send. I'd like to encourage you to, if you have a sponsor child, to share that information with other people. When you go onto the Compassion website, there is a thing called Share Your Story. It doesn't mean that you need to go around and share it, you know, publicly like this. Just share it with your family, with your friends, with anybody that would be interested in sponsoring a child. It's a lovely thing to talk about, and quite often people keep it quite private. I've found it in my own circle of friends. You find out kind of randomly, like, oh yeah, I sponsored a child. Like, talk about it to each other, let people know, celebrate their successes. And that's really it. I think we will close in prayer, if that's all right. Dear Lord, we thank you that you have been with us this morning. Oh Lord, we thank you for the work of compassion across the world. Lord, we pray particularly for the work of compassion in Uganda and for the 6 sponsor children that already are supported by the people in this room. Lord, we thank you for their kindness. We thank you for their giving. Lord, we pray for each and every one of the people in this room, Lord, that you would bless them this day and all the circumstances that they face and all the joys and all the sorrows in their lives. Lord, that we would know that you are that anchor. You are our hope. You are all to us. Lord, we pray for the sponsor children that are here today looking for a sponsor, and pray that if there's anyone in this room who has had it laid on their heart this morning that is something that they should do, Lord, that they would come forward and that they would speak to myself or anyone else who has a sponsor child with compassion. Dear Lord, we thank you and pray that you bless each one of us in Jesus' name. Amen.